Escalating fears about the spread of the virus will be at the top of the agenda at the Reserve Bank Board's first meeting of the year tomorrow. The cash rate looks set to remain on hold as the RBA gauges the coronavirus fallout, along with the bushfires crisis and the continuing drought. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan joins me now. Good morning, Pete. Look, late last year, the expectations were that the board would cut rates again as early as February, but a lot's happened since then.
Well, good morning, Sabra. Last year, it was the US-China trade war, Brexit and US tensions with Iran. Those headwinds are now very much in the background. The new focus is the bushfires crisis in Southeast Australia. And the big one, of course, is coronavirus. The RBA board, like all other central banks around the world, will have coronavirus at the top of its agenda tomorrow. But most economists think the RBA will be in wait-and-see mode. What's known as the RBA's shadow board at the Australian National University agrees the RBA will keep its rates powder dry for now. But the shadow board's chairman, Dr. Tim O'Henkel, says the coronavirus is a potential shock that could hit the economy hard and jeopardise the federal government's projected budget surplus.
Clearly, everyone is trying to figure out just how impactful this coronavirus outbreak will be. But now that flights from China to Australia have been stopped, trade flows will be impacted, but also the flow of people in and out of the countries. That's going to prove to be quite disruptive.
So in addition to the bushfires crisis and the drought, coronavirus is now an immediate new concern of global proportions. So how serious is the economic risk to Australia?
It has a potential, given our interconnectedness, to be important. Perhaps not so much the importance for tomorrow, but if the outbreak is still something that we're trying to get on top of in a month's time, then I think it will probably also affect monetary policy more significantly.
ANZ economists are already predicting that the coronavirus could take $450 million a month out of the economy just based on tourism, and that is looking at the SARS benchmark. Could that just be the start and perhaps enough to push a negative quarter of GDP?
There's always the possibility that one only moderately sized negative shock actually triggers a downward spiral.
So could coronavirus be that shock?
That's a possibility, sure.
Do you see that the projected budget surplus could be at risk because of these combined factors?
Absolutely. And if that means that the budget surplus is not nearly as large as originally projected by the government, or it even goes somewhat into deficit, shouldn't be a problem.
That's Dr. Tim O'Henkel, the chair of the RBA Shadow Board at the Australian National University, speaking there with Peter Ryan. And Peter, China's share market reopens later today after the Lunar New Year holidays were extended because of the coronavirus fears. What are you expecting?
Well, Sabra, China's key share markets in Shanghai and Shenzhen have been closed for the past week as Chinese authorities move to stop panic selling given the coronavirus hit to the economy, and steep falls are expected this morning. At the same time, China's central bank has stepped in with a raft of emergency stimulus measures to deal with the coronavirus impact, given the damage to business and consumer confidence. And the People's Bank of China will today inject 1.2 trillion yuan, or RMB, that's around 260 billion Australian dollars, into the economy to maintain liquidity in the banking system, referring to, quote, a period of epidemic prevention and control.
Thank you, Peter. Peter is our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.